going down, down in the rap. And the sugar will go down to you. I'll be a number one with a bullet. Reloading gun complex, cock it and pull it. We're going down.
Portions of this program were pre-recorded.
Hello?
Hello?
Good morning.
And good morning.
Oh my God, I can't believe I actually got through. You guys have no idea how much this means to me.
Yeah, basically, like, I listen to you guys every day for multiple hours a day.
Didn't you find a Barbie shoe in your underwear one time?
No, they found it when they gave me a colonic.
Oh, sorry, I get those
now.
I've been listening to you for like 15 years, and you guys are awesome. I love you guys.
Thank you. We keep getting better with age. Have you noticed that?
You guys are the best morning show ever.
Welcome to the show.
Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran and the morning show.
Hello.
Elvis Duran and the morning show.
All right, everyone put your fingers in your eyeballs.
Oh, why?
Okay.
Check for those eye boogers.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you missed an eye booger or two as you rolled out of bed and prepared for the day.
Mm.
I don't know. I actually just felt... No, I'm eye boogerless. Anyone?
Yeah,
I'm boogerless.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Eye boogerless. Okay. Check. Eye boogerless. Check. It is Tuesday. It is September 24th. Welcome to the day. Hi, Gandhi.
Hello.
Do you miss your eye boogers?
No, I'm glad they're not here.
Danielle, what about you and your eye boogers?
I every morning I have them and I get them out.
Yeah. Bye, eye boogers. I know, I feel like an old poodle. What about you, Froggy? Eye boogers, anyone?
I got rid of them this morning. I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Buenos dias, Senor Nate.
Buenos dias.
No eye boogers. The other's producer Sam, eye boogerless. Scary?
Yep, the first thing
eye boogers.
When I wake up.
Look, Scotty's in there picking his eyes. He's checking it. Now, you know what's happening. Everyone who's on the road listening right now, they're checking for eye boogers. That's just the power of what we do. Anyway, welcome to the day. Any guests today?
No guests, so it's just us.
Good. Let's just sell out to see. Where the party at? Anyone know?
Right over here.
I think it's here. Oh,
where are you? The party at? Eye booger party.
Come on.
In the club, just show a little love, represent your side like me. Round here, if you stick, you catch a hot one. One shot, a couple of them got one. Belvedere in the rear of the club, pulled up on dubs, and we about to go and buy the bar up. So, for sure we ain't playing, hang with no ladies, walk and say it.
Hey, where the party at? Girls is on the way, but up a car,
yes, we do.
Bottles and models talking all of that. You know,
best outfit, just showing that skin, trying to make it on the spit. Where you been, girl? You and your friend need to come to the back. We got it locked down. Whether your white t-shirt or a three-piece suit, don't matter what you wear, all that matters is who you with. Some jiggy, some straight grind, all up in the clubs to have a good time.
Hey, where the party at? Girls is on the way, but up a Bacardi at? Bottles and models talking all of that. No, I can't forget about my
as is. Do rags and Tim's, I'm rolling fast is. This little Jag and Benz with the rolls, not the one with the
stem, the one with the rim, the one that seemed to make more enemies than friends. I'm sliding in past those, both eyes closed, both arms froze, both charms rose with the S-O-S-O-D-E-dot-F. I'm to the ain't none left, I'm quick to go left, I plays with no rep, I jams more than death, baby, show me the club. I'm like, hey, whatever card it at, come and mix it with the Chris, baby, what's wrong with that? We in the VIP twisted, downright spiffy, two-way, ooh, they look it like they missed it.
Put your hands up, throw 'em up. Everybody put your hands up, throw 'em. When the beat comes back around, everybody do the
dance. East side run this mother for ya.
Hell yeah.
You my south side run this mother for ya.
Hell yeah.
And them haters ain't hitting on. Ain't talking about a.
Hey, where the party at? Girls is on the way. Where the Bacardi at? Bottles and models. Taking all of that. You know, I can't forget about my thugs. No. Anyway, thank you so much, Little Jagged Edge, to start your Tuesday. Everyone in a good mood? Are we feeling good?
Yeah.
Do it.
You know, it was several weeks ago, our friend Lynn from Boca called and said she was on her way to Baja. Or no, on her way to Bali. Sorry. And she's back. She has an update. Shall we go talk to Lynn about Bali? Let's see. We're going to call you Bally Lynn from now on. Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Hi, Elvis. I'm amazing. How are all of you?
Oh, you sound amazing. So did you make it to Bali?
Yes, I did. And I made it back.
Well, it sounds like you did. So how was it? Tell everyone about your trip.
Oh, it was absolutely amazing. Those temples are just breathtaking.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the most famous one, the Lampung Yang Temple with the Gates of Heaven, that has that volcano behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, I'm telling you, anybody that goes there, they better be there super early in the morning because it is so popular and you have to take a number to get your picture taken. And we waited for 4 hours.
Wow. Was it worth it though?
I would say it was 99% because sometimes the way the weather goes, because that mountain is so high and the volcano, if clouds show up behind the picture, the volcano doesn't show up in the picture.
Oh, right, wow. Right. It's an iffy thing. It's an iffy thing. Here's my thing about going to wonderful landmarks like that. I don't have the patience for it. I'll just, you know, superimpose a photo from the, you know, from Google behind me and pretend I was there.
Yes.
I mean, 4 hours to wait to take a picture in front of a volcano. Yeah. I'd rather be in town having a cocktail. Hey, but other than that, Bali is just beautiful. The people are really, really great, right? It's just a wonderful spot.
Oh, yes.
Are you going to go back?
I'm definitely going to go back because due to that long wait, we were not able to go to the Virgin Beach, which really I wanted to do. So, yes, I'm definitely going to go back sometime. And I need to speak to Gandhi.
Oh, what's up?
Because I did what she asked me to do.
Oh, you hid something for me?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
So we have to look hook up like privately. Because I took pictures to give you clues where to find it. And I'm just hoping to God that by the time you go there, it is still there because it was hard to hide it because I couldn't really take a large amount of time. Because it was at one of the palaces to make it a little bit easier. And of course, there's quite a few people, watching. So, I hope I hid it like somewhere where it doesn't get, you know, uncovered and found by somebody.
Oh my God,
that is so cool.
You.
I love you're going to go all the way to Bali and follow clues that Lynn gives you to find a top secret thing she hid.
Yeah,
I hope it's something cool and fun. Well, Lynn, welcome back from Bali. It's just a wonderful place to go. And I suggest if everyone has a chance to find a way to get there, get there. It's the opposite end of the world, and it's worth every second of travel. Is it not, Lynn?
It is absolutely yes.
Oh my god!
Absolutely. All right. What do we have for Lynn? Something. I mean, what could we possibly give her? I mean, she's got from Bali.
She's got everything. But we'll add on to your dresser drawer here, thanks to Hackensack Meridian Health. We'll send you some Elvis Duran apparel. Okay.
Nice. It's on the way, Lynn. Thank you so much for representing.
You're already sending me T-shirt from the last time. Can it be something different?
Well, how about a hoodie?
Yeah, how about a hoodie? We'll find a hoodie. Yeah. We'll find you something, Lynn. But you deserve something great. Welcome home.
Thank you.
Yay. I'm sure living in Boca, it's just like living in Bali. It's the same thing. Yeah. You know. All right, well, thank you, Lynn. You have a great day. Yeah, Bali. And people keep asking, why do you not call it Bali? Because I tell you, when we got there, no one there said Bali. They all said Bali. So I'm like, I guess we're right. Okay. I don't know what's right. Someone somewhere, tell me. All right, let's get on with the day. Three things we need to know from Gandhi. We have a $1,000 free money phone tip. No, we don't. We've got it. A free crap phone tap on the way. Woo. Whose mission today? Is it Danielle?
Scotty B.
Oh, good.
Scotty B is looking around for crap to give away for the phone tap. Did you find some stuff?
I do have some stuff in my studio, yes.
That's everything in your studio.
Yeah, your whole studio is crap. All right. No, that's about it. All right, into the three things we need to know. Gandhi, what's happening?
All right, a new proposal from the Biden administration would ban hardware and software from China and Russia in internet-connected vehicles in the United States. While proposing that ban yesterday, the White House said that cars that can communicate externally provide a way for U.S. adversaries to collect data and remotely manipulate cars on the roads in America. The White House proposal is part of an initiative to close up security holes that could be used for foreign interference. As part of that initiative, President Biden announced 100% tariffs on Chinese electric cars earlier this year. The proposed ban would take effect on software for the 2027 model years, with the 2030 model years for hardware. The California Attorney General has filed a suit against ExxonMobil, alleging that the company lied to consumers about plastic recycling. We always wonder, when you throw it in the blue bin, where does it go?
Right, exactly.
Well, according to the filing, ExxonMobil knew that 95% of the plastic in the blue bin was going to be incinerated, go into the environment, or go into a landfill. In response, ExxonMobil said in a statement that for decades, California officials have actually known the recycling system isn't effective. They failed to act, and now they're seeking to blame others. Environmental groups cheered on the suit, which the AG's office said was the first of its kind. So what does the government want if they win? According to the Attorney General, they want them to put billions of dollars into an abatement fund and start doing the right thing. And finally, we make jokes about this all the time, but someone just dropped new music. A previously unknown piece composed by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was found by researchers.
Yeah. Really?
We always make the joke, when's Beethoven dropping a new one? Well, apparently it happened. Researchers in the Leipzig Municipal Libraries attributed to Wolfgang Mozart and written around 1780 found this piece of music. It's 12 minutes long, work in C major, written for two violins and a bass. According to experts, the sheet music was written by his sister but was composed when he was between 10 and 13 years old. That piece was played in Mozart's hometown on Thursday and then debuted at the Leipzig Opera on Thursday as well. So maybe we will get some new music from the old classical composers.
Huh.
And those are your three things.
Yeah, we should spin that. We really should. Give it a spin.
Yeah, let's see if we can find
maybe,
it.
Maybe have him perform next year at the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Yes.
I don't know. There's a great future.
Okay.
Anyway, you guys ready for your Tuesday?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Our friend Tommy D'Addario hosts I've Never Said This Before. It's a podcast where he interviews our favorite actors and artists. Tommy, who's on the podcast this week?
Hey, Elvis. I have actor Lucas Bravo on the show, who is currently starring in the fourth season of Emily in Paris. He is opening up about if his character should have a happily ever after with Emily. You do not want to miss it.
I've Never Said This Before. New episodes every Tuesday. Listen on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Wendy's breakfast burrito is everything you want for breakfast. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, bacon or sausage, all rolled up into one warm tortilla. Want the boss of breakfast burritos? Gotta be Wendy's at participant.
100.7 FM.
Are you ready for it?
Taylor Swift.
It's me.
October 18th at Hard Rock Stadium.
It's you.
You can be there. Listen weekdays at 9, 1, 4, and 7. Caller 10 automatically gets an official Tortured Poets Department tee and surprise era vinyl. Win and you're automatically registered for the ultimate Taylor Swift Eras Tour fan ticket package.
Can't wait to see you guys. We're going to have some fun.
Premium tickets to her sold-out Miami show. Era vinyls, a personally signed poster, up to $500 in merch, plus more. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in pain. Winner announced Thursday, October 10th at 12:13. Thanks to Republic Records. Another exclusive from Miami's legendary.
Y100.
iHeartRadio, music you should know. Featuring Paul Russell and Meghan Trainor. Slip In.
Why don't you love me? You said I'm funny. Guess not enough, babe. Cause I keep on slipping through you. You wanna come, babe. You want a wedding, babe. Girl, that's in your hands. Cause I keep on slipping through you. Slipping through your fingers through my hair. You like to braid it. Sleeping on my couch, all in my clothes. Said you want a man just like me, baby. Oh, but I know someone out there pretty close. Cause your mama love me, and your daddy too. Can you please just tell me?
Ghost me, leave me on red. Well, I'm the one who's waking up in your bed. I'm the one you brag about to your friends. So why can't I call you my man?
Custom stations with iHeartRadio. Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
I didn't think you'd understand me. How could you ever even try? I don't wanna tiptoe, but I don't wanna hide. But I don't wanna feed this monstrous fire. Just wanna let this story die. And I'll be alright. We can't be friends, but I'd like to just pretend. You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me. Mm-hmm. Baby girl, it's just me and you.
Cause I don't wanna argue, but I don't wanna fight. My tongue, yeah, I think I'd rather die. You got me misunderstood, but at least I look this good. We can't be friends, but I'd like to just pretend. You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love, my love. I'll wait for your love. I'll wait for your love, my love. I'll wait for your love. Now that you made me, I don't like how you paid me. Yet I'm still here hanging. Know what you made me? Something like a daydream, but I feel so seen in the night. So for now, it's only me, and maybe that's all I need. We can't be friends, but I'd like to just pretend. You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love.
Duran in the Morning Show.
I don't know what kind of neighborhood you live in, but you know, there are these HOA controlled neighborhoods.
Oh, yes.
Right. I know, Froggy, you live in an HOA neighborhood, right?
I do.
Yeah. I mean, where, you know, you buy the house, it's a nice neighborhood, you know, families, you know, whatever. It's whatever. And the HOA is supposed to keep it clean, keep it together. If someone doesn't mow the yard, or they have a, you know, a car out in the front yard for a couple of years, they make them move it, right?
Yep.
Well, I was looking at this, whatever, online, on Instagram. I think it's in the 954, so in like Fort Lauderdale, whatever.
Okay.
This guy had a birthday party at his house, an event, right? And there were three black SUVs parked out front, and they, and the windows were all, you know, blacked out and everything. Mm-hmm. He got an email from the HOA. Did you see this?
No.
Hey, let me read this. This is why I would never live in one of these neighborhoods. I hope you're doing well. I wanted to reach out regarding an incident that occurred over the weekend at your birthday party. A few of us in the community couldn't help but notice the arrival of three blacked out SUVs, which quite frankly startled and unsettled several of your neighbors.
Startled?
What?
It goes on to say, it's really concerning to see such vehicles showing up in our otherwise peaceful family oriented neighborhood, especially without any prior notice. As you can imagine, the sight of them raised a lot of questions and caused quite a bit of anxiety. Some residents even thought something more serious was happening. The whole situation was, quite honestly, alarming. And we had no idea how to react.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
How bored are these people?
I know. You did react. You sent a stupid email.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what kind of neighborhood? They don't even want black cars in the neighborhood.
That's crazy.
I know. Look, you know, and some of these videos, I think a lot of people will use their Ring camera to catch the HOA people coming and, you gotta get this ivy off your front porch. Yep. It's against HOA rules. Yep. No. Mm. So, Nate, aren't your parents having a little HOA drama right now?
Yes. Yes, there's HOA drama because the HOA didn't inform the residents of a pickleball court that was just installed. My dad was doing, he's like, yeah, they were building this thing next to the, you know, the picnic area. And I got your mother to measure it with the measuring tape, and we found out it's a pickleball court. What? Like, that's a huge drop ball. Like, who right. wants a pickleball court in their neck? It's like 100 yards from my parents' house.
Oh, wow.
Now they're going to be hearing that.
Well, look, I understand the importance of some HOA organizations. I get it, right? Mm. But, you know, I don't know. It's just, this is what America's come to. It's kind of weird. Yeah, Frog.
So we had a huge problem here in Jacksonville. There was a guy that lived in a total different neighborhood. He wanted to put a sidewalk along beside his house, but I guess for some reason that's not allowed. I don't know what the reason is. It's not allowed to put a sidewalk within so many feet of the property line. He drove through other neighborhoods, not even his own, other neighborhoods in that town and took pictures and addresses and turned everybody in to just the county.
Because he was bitter.
Because he couldn't do it. And all those people got letters. Oh, dude, it was ugly. It was really, really ugly.
HOA. Gandhi, have you ever lived in an HOA neighborhood?
Oh, yeah. Brandon is in one right now, and there's drama over there because he's been in that house for years, and he just got a notice that said, oh, the color of the porch is wrong. This is your first warning. After the first warning, you'll be fined every week until it's fixed. Like,
oh, my goodness.
That was the color of the porch when he moved in. I don't understand.
Yeah. What do you mean the color? What, Frog?
If you bought the house that way, legally, you don't have to change it, at least in Florida. I don't know what the rule is there.
Okay.
But because the HOA signs off when you buy the house, when the bill of sale is done, whatever they sign off on, you are allowed to keep. They have approved that house for sale, and therefore you are then grandfathered in.
Note to self. They also play hard to get. They'll email you, but they'll never write back when you email them.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'll show up at a meeting. Don't think I won't. I will be there Tuesday, middle of the afternoon. No problem.
Like I said before, I mean, I can understand the thought behind the HOA. I don't think I ever want to really live in an HOA neighborhood.
No.
I mean, I just depend on my neighbors. Just do the right thing, right? You know, if someone down the street can't mow their yard, maybe it's an elderly person, you know, have some people go knock on the door and say, hey, do you need some help? You know, if we have someone, you know, in our family, my kid, he mows yards. If you want him to come down once a week to mow your yard, I mean, but to walk up to someone or send them a letter saying, we're going to start fining you.
Oh, my gosh.
Here in your neighborhood.
Idiots.
Like a house should be a home, not a house. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference.
Mm-hmm. But you sign that agreement, right? You sign that HOA agreement.
When you move in.
And you know, you're subject to their laws and bylaws and rules.
Right. It's true. What's scary?
Even though I live in an apartment building, they act like the HOA people because they set rules. And we're not allowed to have anything outside on our doors. We're not allowed to put doormats outside the apartment building doors, and I can't put a wreath at Christmas.
Same.
And when Diwali came, forget about it. They put all these decorations outside the doors. People were like calling everybody that they're saying, no, I'm complaining to the management. If I can't have my Christmas wreath, you can't have your Diwali decoration.
Oh, my God.
I know. Yeah. It turns into a thing.
It's so crazy.
It's crazy. Like, there's a great couple with a kid down the hallway. And every once in a while, they bike around the city, whatever. You know, every once in a while, the kid will leave the bike in the hall, or you know, they'll leave their shoes by the door, whatever. I don't care. If there's a problem, you know, whatever. There's no problem. I mean, they're just living their lives. They have a kid. They have dirty shoes. They don't want them in the apartment. Who cares?
There was a lady in my old neighborhood. She would walk around with a clipboard.
Oh, yeah.
She would write down. If your garbage can was outside past however many hours when the garbage man came, she would write down and turn it in.
Oh,
that was all she did, walk around with her little clipboard. I know who you are, Liz. I know who you are.
I think my friend has that same lady in her neighborhood the shore. Because,
clipboard lady?
Oh, yeah. Over like the winter, you know, they do a lot of improvements. And there's certain things you're not supposed to do, but you can get away with, like outdoor shower and like digging too deep under your porch. And I'm pretty sure that same lady walks around with the measuring tape. This person is doing this. This person is doing that. And she sends them all out to inspect.
Can you vote these people out?
I don't know.
Well, I guess you could.
Everyone keeps it, you know.
If enough people, you know, have a problem with it. Like here in New York City, we have a thing called the co-op. We have the co-op, which is, there's two different types of apartment you can buy. You can buy a condo and a co-op. The condo is like a regular apartment. You go in, you buy the apartment in the building and, you know, whatever. The co-op, you have to be approved by a board.
Yeah.
In the building. They can be the most awful, racist, mean people. They can keep you up for whatever reason and they don't have to tell you why.
Yeah.
Legally, they don't have to tell you why. And so I was trying to buy in a co-op building one time, and I'm like, no, I don't think I want to live in a community where they can dictate how I live my life.
No.
Why would I ever want to live there?
Right.
Same with these HOA people. You and your clipboards, go away.
Get out of here.
I know. Jeez. Anyway, so I love that letter. How dare you have blacked out windowed SUVs in front of your house?
I love that it made them feel unsafe. Really?
I know.
So crazy.
A car with tinted windows?
I guess the people in the neighborhood thought the FBI was there. They're investigating something, you know.
Okay. People, we need more hobbies. People need hobbies in this world.
I wonder if Diddy was in an HOA neighborhood.
Oh.
I doubt it. Anyway, let's get into the horoscopes. Producer Sam.
Hi.
Yeah, all sorts of blackout windowed SUVs in front of the freak-offs. Are freak-offs allowed? Let me go check the HOA.
Oh, geez. I'm sure it's fine.
Who are you doing your horoscopes with there, Producer Sam?
The only other person who rolled up in a sweat set today, Miss Gandhi.
All right.
Sorry, HOA does not allow sweat sets.
Damn it.
Oh, that's right. It's not Wednesday.
Yeah, next time. All right.
All right. If you celebrate a birthday today, you are celebrating with Ben Platt and Hannah Brown. Happy birthday, everybody. Capricorn, the moment you've finally been waiting for is approaching. Don't botch it by being inauthentic. Your day is a six.
Aquarius, Aquarius, are you searching for something more? Be proactive about your desires. Your day's a nine.
Pisces, the journey is often more valuable than the destination, so appreciate your resilience. Your day is a nine.
Hey, Aries, just because you've also earned it doesn't mean luck isn't involved. Your day's an eight.
Taurus, connections, strong ones, can come from unlikely places. Invite an acquaintance for coffee if you get good vibes. Your day is a nine.
Gemini, be wary of your impulse decisions. Sometimes you act on dreams rather than reality. Your day's a six.
Cancer, the power you possess has already gotten you through the worst days. It can get you through more. Your day's a five.
Hey, Leo, it's time to let go of your need to control things. Take a step back and let it unfold from others. This sounds like people who run HOAs. Your day's a seven.
They're all Leos. Virgo, think about your needs and wants before you express them. You may have them misunderstood. Your day is a 10.
Libra, whether or not you believe in manifesting, it can't hurt to try. Tell the universe what you want today. Your day is an 8.
Scorpio, your good intentions aren't quite hitting the mark, so try asking more questions before taking further action. Your day is an 8.
And finally, Sagittarius, just because you know someone else's business doesn't make it your place to judge it. Your day is a 7, and those are your Tuesday morning horoscopes.
Danielle, what do you have coming up?
We're going to talk about Michael Bublé and how many years he told the voice no. And Kesha, she launched her own label.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she did.
Hey, we got to get her in here. She's always a fun interview. Kesha, she really, really wakes the place up. See, HOA would not let Kesha move into the neighborhood.
No.
And I will tell you, back to those co-op apartments in New York City, I say I would never, ever want to live in one of those apartment buildings. There's another side of that story. They would never let me in.
Oh, so they're missing out.
There is that.
Who chooses to get up at this?
I know.
Early morning.
Full blast.
Yeah. Elvis Duran in the morning show.
The last thing you need to worry about in the morning is breakfast. But with Wendy's breakfast burrito, it's easy. This is the kind of burrito that other burritos eat for breakfast. Fresh cracked eggs, American cheese and creamy cheese sauce, seasoned potatoes, and your choice of six strips of crispy bacon or grilled sausage. Wendy's breakfast burrito is everything you want for breakfast all rolled up into one warm tortilla. Want the boss of breakfast burritos? Gotta be Wendy's at participating U.S. Wendy's.
From taking on extra shifts to the years of hard work, the success you've already had matters at University of Maryland Global Campus because we're a school for real life. An accredited state university, UMGC lets you earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning, life, and work experience. We offer affordable tuition and online and hybrid classes, all with the support you need. Begin your next success soon. Undergraduate classes start October 16th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
This is Y100.
This one is for the boys with the booming system. Top town AC with the coolest system. When he come up in the club, he be blazing up. Got stacks on deck like he's saving up. And he ill, he real, he might got a deal. He pop bottles and he got the right kind of bill. He cold, he dope, he might sell. He always in the air, but he never fly couch. He a drip, drip, tell her all the drip, drip. When he make it, kiss him on a lip, lip. That's the kind of dude I was looking for. And yes, you'll get slapped if you're looking. I said, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my, you're like pelican fly. I mean, you're so shy, and I'm loving your tie. You're like slicker than the guy with the thing on his eye. Oh. Yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the I is. I am Nicki Minaj, I match them dudes up. That cooped up and trust the future. boys in the powlows. Entrepreneur in the mogul. Seek a ball, but the cool, he can sell loud. But I think I like him better when he dow loud. And I think I like him better with the fitted cap on. He ain't even gotta try to put the Mac on. He just gotta give me that look. When he give me that look, then the... excuse me, you're a hell of a guard. You know I really got a thing for American guys. I mean, sigh, sickening eyes. I can tell that you're in touch with your feminine side. Yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who I is. I am Nicki Minaj, I match them dudes up. Back coops up and chuck the dudes up.
Oh, you got my heart beating away.
Sunny skies for today across South Florida with some possible scattered showers and a high of 90 in Pembroke Pines and 90 as well in Cutler Bay tonight, low of 78. Mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high of 88.
This report is sponsored by Alex Hanna Law.
Got a ticket? Don't pay. Call me, Alex Hanna. You may be able to avoid points, traffic school, going to court. I'm the attorney you need. Call me for a free consultation. 305-883-7272. Miami, call me now.
Sure, the Hollywood Reporter makes it easy to stay on top of news about film, TV, fashion, culture, and the business of Hollywood. But to make it even easier, head to THR.com and subscribe to our custom newsletters to get smart, exclusive content delivered directly to you. Go to THR.com and subscribe to our newsletters today.
John Legend here. How do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Ask your healthcare provider and book at VaxAssist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Wake up
with Elvis and all your friends on the iHeartRadio app.
Wake up.
Search Y100 Miami.
I'm friends with the monster, the son of my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy, crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm finally, cause I think I'm getting so huge, I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts bond from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you want? Cause no wonder if you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan Vondren. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict, cause the very thing
nobody's home. I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just
friends with
the Call me crazy, but I had this vision. One day that I'll walk amongst you a regular civilian. But until then, drums get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets filled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that pump the feeling to stay back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap. Turn nothing into something, still can make that. Straw in the gold, jump I will spin. Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts. I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster.
Out to work, wherever you're doing today, and you have a lunch hour, you figure, what are you going to do for your lunch hour, if you have an hour? Some people don't even have that. Do you go out by yourself, or do you go out with, you know, other people at work, so you can gossip and talk about the BS going on? Your work wife or work husband?
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes it's good to, like, sneak off on your own. I had lunch at the bar yesterday down the street, just by myself. It was so great.
Yeah.
It's like, didn't really talk to anyone. Except for, I talked to the lady sitting next to me about her fries, how great they were.
Oh.
that was the depth of my conversation at lunch. But Nate, you love going out for lunches.
I do. I love going out for lunches with you, but there is a distinction, right? Sometimes you're just busy and you just have to eat. And in those moments, you just right. gotta go by yourself. Because sometimes it's just fuel for the body. It's not, it could be a social thing. Like with you, Elvis, when we go out, it's a social time. Like we
Oh no, it's
out.
A party. Absolutely.
You chat, you know, but sometimes it's just food and sometimes you just gotta go by yourself.
And a lot of people are so busy, they don't have time to leave the building. They gotta sit there at their desk and just eat a sandwich real quick, you know. Mm-hmm. That's why I love our little lunchroom down the hall. Because I'm never really around lunchtime. Are there people actually having lunch in there
yes.
in the lunchroom?
Oh, yeah. This table right out here, there's a group from the fifth floor that comes up here and I think there's 7 or 8 people and they all just, this is their lunch break. They all sit here, chit-chat.
On a different floor, just to kind of go away from their floor.
Yeah.
Let's go to another floor and have a sandwich.
It's their escape. And I'm like, what are you guys doing up here? They're like, this is our way to get away from what's going on downstairs.
Oh, okay. Space for them.
Yeah, awesome. That's nice. Yeah.
That is nice. I'm glad we have that.
I know, like, once a week, don't they have, like, a lunch for everybody?
Wednesdays.
I mean, unfortunately, it's too late for us, but it's nice. Sometimes they have an ice cream social. It's very cool.
Well, I tell you, last week, I was in late for some reason, and they're all bringing their lunch from the fifth floor is where they do the lunch.
Yep.
And it was jerk chicken, all this Caribbean food. I'm like, oh my God, that looks awesome.
They have catered.
And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. It seems like they want to have these lunches in a central location so people will come in and eat there and, like, hang out with each other. But people go there and grab their food and run like hell.
Mm. Yeah.
Run to the hills. I get it.
Yeah. I've been here a few times when they do that lunch, and it is, first of all, the politics down there are crazy. Yeah.
What do you mean? Talk
okay.
about it.
Okay.
The line.
So there's a line, right? They'll send out an email, come get your lunch, it's here, it's courtesy of fill in the blank. And then it's a mad dash to get down there, and the lines are very long. Now, we all know our lovely Thea, who is everybody's boss basically here. the people from power take little plates and every single one of them cuts the line and they're like, I'm getting a plate for Thea. So at the end of all of this, Thea has 12 plates of food and everybody from power cuts the line. So I fight them on this every time I see them. I'm like,
do you really? What do you say? What do you say to them?
I'm like, BS. I'm going to go find Thea and I'm going to see how many plates of food she has. And I'm going to tell her what you guys did. And then I went and told Thea and she said, oh, no, no, no. Don't let them do that. So now I'm going to let them cut in front of me. I don't think so.
Yeah, we know what you're up to. Thea brought her own lunch today. So yeah. I love the politics. Oh, that's a free lunch.
Yeah, I tried once because they were doing that. I was like, oh, I'm getting food for Elvis. It actually worked, but then I just got my own food.
Oh, my God. What did I get? What
tacos.
Food did I never see?
Taco day.
Oh, I was in the mood for tacos yesterday.
This is another version of Scary dropping Elvis's name to get a restaurant reservation.
This is really
Yeah, man. If you're going to cut me, I'm going to do it right back. It's going to be great.
But what about Frenchie's backsies? Shouldn't that be, like, illegal? Like, when you allow someone to cut in front of you, and then they say, okay, now you can get in back of me? Because now the person is in back of you, but they still cut the rest of the line. They get you get the benefit of cutting.
Well, it's cutting is cutting. Yeah. Frenchies or backsies. I don't know, but does IHERS have that party they do, like, every once a week?
The summer thing?
Yeah.
I don't think they did that this year, did they?
They did.
Oh, no.
They did?
It was Tuesday nights. Yeah.
It was Tuesday night.
I never even heard of it.
Me neither.
There's a cruise that's going around that's happening in October. That looks cool.
Yeah. But no, this was a weekly party, and they would have guests. And, you know, cocktails and catering. Yeah, no, I went to several of those.
See, now last year we heard a lot about it, but this year I didn't hear anything about it.
Well, you're not hearing this from me, but I think someone passed out under the staircase and spent the night there.
Well. Wow.
Oh, no,
you didn't hear that from me.
I want to know who it was now. I've guessed it.
What's scary?
We do have the sightseeing boat cruise coming up. That's supposed to be an all hands on deck.
Is that the one Danielle was talking
about? Nikki, who we love, she, does a lot of these things.
I can't wait for that.
Plans them. She plans them. Well, a lot of them, though, are so late in the day that we can't go.
Yeah.
And I feel bad because you want to go, but it's like by then I feel like I'm like, you know, so tired.
You could go if you really wanted to. Anyway, yeah,
it depends on the day.
The summer parties are pretty cool. I guess the point here is this. iHeart is really a fun company to work for. They have things like this. I'm sure there are companies that never do anything at all anyone. It's like, well, it all rolls downhill because the people at the very top of our company, they love a party. Yeah. So
every time I hear a party's happening, I think of the party planning committee.
Yep.
from the office.
I just got an email. They're having a Friday freak off.
Oh.
What's going on here? All right. I'll let you know if I'm going RSVP.
Yeah.
Danielle, you ready to go?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Well, our boy Michael Bublé made his debut as a coach on The Voice last night, but he has been offered the gig. Are you ready for this? 15 times in the past. And each time he has turned it down. He says, because most of the singers are better than me and I have no place ever judging anyone. Now you know him. He's just such a fantastic human being that I totally see him saying that. But now he gets that coaching is different than judging, and he's a coach, and he's coaching the contestants on the show. So now he's okay. He gets it. Took 15 times for him to understand, but he gets it, and we love him. He's awesome. So Broadway will be dimming its lights on Thursday at 6:45 Eastern to honor the late James Earl Jones, who recently passed away at 93 years old. The marquee lights of Broadway venues will go dark for 1 minute as a tribute to his legendary career. And of course, I'm sure when the Tony Awards are happening, they're going to do something special for him. He was very big in the Broadway community. Kesha has launched her own label. It's called Kesha Records. It's her new independent era. She says it gives her full ownership and creative control over her music for the first time ever. And she is so excited to control this narrative and rewrite her story in the music world. So that's pretty cool. All right. You guys know a lot of stuff is coming out about Diddy and these freak offs that he held and all kinds of other things. So there's a singer, Jaguar Wright, who's claiming that Diddy is raising money by selling tapes of his freak-offs on the dark web, and he just unloaded one for $500 million. Well, I don't know if we are going to believe this or not, but I'm just telling you that that's out there. And they're saying that there's a lot of celebrities in the videos, so yeah. And of course, many stars are coming out, and they're wanting to do investigations on a lot of different people. And Did you know that the streaming of Diddy's music is up? People are buying it more. Thankfully,
really?
Yes. Thankfully, radio stations are playing less, but there is a 20% increase in data from his streaming ever since this has happened.
I wonder what the psychology is behind that.
It's I don't get it.
He's in the news, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, he's top of mind, whether it be good or bad. So, let's turn some Diddy on.
But why wouldn't you want to boycott something like that? Why would you want to give the guy more?
Let's be reminded of what he's given us in the past. I don't know. What do you think, Gandhi?
I mean, listen, the guy's a monster. He did put out some good music. I wonder if people are thinking, oh, we're not going to be able to stream it anymore after whatever goes down. Let's try to get it all now before it goes away. And he did have good music. He's a horrible person, but the guy had some bangers.
But doesn't he get money every time, like, we do all those things and stream and download?
I'm sure he does.
So I wouldn't.
I don't know how that works. But also, a lot of times they'll step in and say, you don't get any more proceeds from whatever because you have to pay all of these victims. So maybe it will help, depending on how that actually goes.
Right. Oh, that's true.
We will see. Oh, this is for you, Scary. Weird Al Yankovic is hitting the road.
Yeah,
65
buddy.
Cities with his Bigger and Weirder 2025 tour. It's going to be a full production, multimedia comedy rock show coming to the stage. I know Scary is going to be the first one in line to get his tickets.
You know it.
A new trailer for the upcoming Gladiator sequel is out. Gladiator 2, that hits your theaters November 22nd. Marvel just released their first trailer for Thunderbolts. That will be out May 2nd, 2025. And guys, Dick Van Dyke will be celebrating his 99th birthday in December, but he's very nervous that he might not get there because, unfortunately, he's been canceling things. He canceled a second appearance this month. He was supposed to be at the Emmy Awards, and he was supposed to be doing something else with fans, and he couldn't make it to that. So he said himself that he's concerned. So let's hope that he's okay because he's like, you know, he's still the cutest little guy. I don't know if you've ever watched his Instagram, but it's so cute. And he's still he was still posting the cutest videos. So check it out.
He's not little, though. He's really tall guy, right?
He is. He's very tall guy. Yeah, yeah. I just think he's a little, I call all little old people little old.
Okay.
They're so cute. I just think they're so cute. I don't know. Little. Dancing with the Stars. It is Oscars night. America's Got Talent is on tonight. Murder in a Small Town is on. And also Ellen DeGeneres. For Your Approval on Netflix, and that is my Danielle report.
One, or maybe several reasons why the Diddy streaming numbers are going up is, well, you know, he hasn't really had a mass appeal hit in years. A lot of people who are young don't even know who he is or what he sings. Maybe they want to go see what that's all about. Mm-hmm. Or maybe people want to listen to the lyrics and see if he had any clues in there. You know, there's many reasons why people could be streaming him.
And Diamond made a good point, too. He did recently give back the rights of all the music to the artists who were performing it. Because, you know, he had really horrible contracts where he was taking everything.
Yeah.
Recently, those artists got their money or their rights back. So they get that money. But, you know, his music, I assume he still gets it.
I'm glad radio isn't playing as much. There you go.
Well, you know, you just don't say that. We don't know.
Well,
a lot of radios are run by computers that don't know this, what's going on in the news.
Yep.
Let's go talk to Jesse, line 19. We're talking about what you do for your lunch break. You know what, Jesse, how are you?
Hello, lady.
Well, hello, lady. You know, Jesse, a lot of people are texting in saying for their lunch break, they'll go out to their car just so they can be alone and just eat their sandwich. Mm. Some go to a park and read a book. You know, those sound like great lunches. What about you? What do you do?
Well, I literally work across the street from two of my best friends that have been my best friends for over 20 years. So I just walk over there and I sit in their office and we shoot the the brown word?
No, you almost did.
And the only downfall is that I get a 30-minute break, and it literally feels like 2 seconds.
Oh, but you get to see them, though. I mean, that's a great relationship you have over 20 years, and now you still see them for lunch?
Yes.
That's pretty cool to have them run across the street like that.
I love it. It is the highlight of my day.
There you go. So, you know, I guess we all celebrate our lunch time in different ways.
Yeah.
But I wonder if anyone gets to go home and, like, do it with someone else waiting for them at the house, and then
that
roll back to work.
I bet some people do that.
A few times. Yeah.
Good for you. I know, Jesse.
I know a lot of people are at the nail salon for lunch, and they're like, "Oh, I gotta go. I don't have time to dry. I gotta get back. It's my lunch break."
That's the thing. If you want anything like customer service wise done during the lunch hour, don't do it. Like going to the DMV. That's awful, awful, bad idea. Jesse, you're the best. I hope you have a great day, and thanks for listening to us. Appreciate it.
Hey, Can you guys say hey to my daughter? She's literally asking me about you guys last night, and she's wearing your T-shirt right now.
Aww. Oh, my God. What's her name?
Sunny.
What's her name? Sunny.
Sunny.
Hi, Sunny. Sunny. What's up, Bunny?
Yeah, both what? Of those.
Okay. Sunny, Bunny.
Well, how old is she?
7.
Aww. All right. She started early with her Elvis Duran Morning Show shirt. All right. I wouldn't let her listen to this filth. All right. We got to run. Thank you so much. You and Sonny have a beautiful day, Mom.
The Mercedes-Benz Interview Lounge.
We're talking about Ralph Macchio and Cobra, Cobra Kai. We're all just kind of crazy that you're here today. Do you hear that a lot? I mean,
not around my house.
Mercedes-Benz has an SUV for you. Whether it's the stylish GLC, the compact GLA, the three-row GLS, or the GLE and GLC plug-in hybrids. Visit MBUSA.com for special offers.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Frasier is back. Dr. Crane is ready to turn his attention to nobler pursuits, giving back. Stream the new season now exclusively on Paramount Plus. Head to ParamountPlus.com to try it.
This is Y100.
Peace up, A-Town. Yeah, okay.
Get a little VI, keep it down on the low key. Cause you know how it feels. I started shorty, she was checking up on me. From the game, she was singing in my ear. You would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat. Conversation got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to blow.
Take that, rewind it back. Ludacris got the flow to make your booty go.
Take that, rewind it back. Lil' time got the beat to make your booty go.